When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Friday at 4, we are joined by the legend, Jaws, Ron Jaworski. Jaws, thanks for joining us again.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure. Always look forward to 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon. So it's good to be with you.
What's up, Jaws?
So, Jaws, all of a sudden, after a week of chaos, we see sort of an awakening of the Eagles' pass game last Sunday. Is what you saw something that you think they could and should replicate moving forward, or was it something that Pittsburgh did, so on and so forth?
Yeah, it was more about the Pittsburgh Steelers' secondary. I think they were vulnerable. But I think it also showed that if there's a game where we have to throw the football, we can throw the football against anybody. It was a dynamic offensive performance, both running the football and throwing the football. And it just goes to show, you know, when you have the talent this team has, you've got to pick and choose how you want to beat people. You want to beat them up fast, or you want to beat them up slow. So you have a choice with this type of offense.
Yeah, that ability to go run game or passing game. I think everyone was so focused on how the passing game would click last week. We were all pleasantly surprised. I mean, I guess most people, I wasn't surprised. I don't think you were surprised. We know this is in Jalen Hurts. It's in him. But it had to be good to at least see him operate the offense officially, get the ball out of his hands quick. At least for that first half, he seemed like he was flawless.
No doubt about it, Ike. In fact, you know, that's the one thing about this offense. I think that they can run the football. They can throw the football. They can throw deep. They can throw short. There's just about anything you want to do with the talent that they have. I thought Kellen Moore had his best game as a play caller. You know, you mentioned earlier in the first half, I thought really to start the game, it was that quick passing game. Get rid of the ball quick. Get in the hands of playmakers. They were making plays. I thought that the ability for Kellen Moore to dial up the right plays against the right defensive look, because the Steelers are a complex defense, a sophisticated defense, and they give you a lot of different looks. So you got to dial up the right plays. But his anticipation of what they were going to do, I thought was critical. The play calling from Kellen Moore was excellent.
I think for the team, on some level, to see the pass game work like that, they can all say how confident they are in it. But we hadn't seen it work like that in quite a while. And I think for the team, it had to be a bit of a boost, I would think, as well.
I think morale-wise, we know A.J. Brown. We know, I'll use the term with a broad stroke here, the deepest wide receivers that most teams have. You got to feed them. No matter what you think about the guy, what kind of player he is, if you've got a talented player, you've got to get him the football, or he's going to get bored. You know, he got the ball early, he got the ball off, and he made plays all afternoon. Then all of a sudden, Smitty shows up, and he's catching 11 balls. So they play off each other, and they feed off each other. And you can see how dynamic the pass game could be. And then when they had to run the football, what do they do? That drive at the end of the game was one of the most beautiful drives I have ever seen. And I've been around the NFL since 1973. When you go, 21 plays, 88 yards, 10 minutes, 29 seconds off the clock. And by the way, you don't even need to score. You don't even need to score. Just run off the clock for 10 minutes and 29 seconds. That was beautiful.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen 21 plays on a drive.
No, and not score at the end. on purpose.
Yeah, yeah. It's rare that you get 20 play drives. I've seen some in the teens, 16, 17, 18. I don't recall a 20-plus play drive.
No, it was. I didn't realize after the game. You know, when I was going over the game chart, getting ready for the show, I said, holy cow, they've thrown 10 minutes and 29 seconds off the clock. That's unheard of.
Yeah.
So, Jaws, Commanders, a little bit of a difficult team to figure out. They started off pretty hot. Then they had the Jaden Daniels injury where they didn't look quite the same. And it's, you know, their numbers overall for the season as an offense look real good. You know, they have a winning record. But it's difficult to figure out just how good they are. Eagles a 3.5-point favorite. What do you, how much of a threat do you think the Commanders are this Sunday?
Well, they'll be a threat, but you know, I'll give the Commanders credit. They're getting better. They seem to have solidified what they want to do as an organization. They got a quarterback that, you know, is going to be a pain in the butt for a long time. Dan Quinn's an outstanding head coach, so they've got some components in place. But let's get real here. They are not in the same class as this Philadelphia Eagle football team. This Eagle team has really zero weaknesses. You can talk. We talked about the offense, talked about the defense. Jake Elliott got back in the groove. There's not a weakness on this Eagle football team at the moment. Now, I'm knocking on wood as I say that because barring injuries, this team is going to be rock solid. You never want to even talk about injuries, but sometimes they do happen. But when you look at the Commanders, they are just not in the same league as the Eagles.
Yeah. I mean, it's because we're doing something about being overconfident today, Jaws, and you saying that, like, that's how I feel. It's just when we say it, I'm like, man, I hope you're going to just don't come back and bite me.
Come on, man. Don't get scared, man. Don't get scared. you know we got this, man.
Got this. Yeah. And listen, I think the players feel that way, too. It's not a cockiness, I feel. It's just more or less, man, we finally are clicking on all cylinders. This is what we were supposed to look like. And the defense, every time I go back to this team, it's like, okay, I expected this from the offense. But this defense every week, they just show so much promise, and they seem to get better in different phases every week. I'm excited to see Quinyon go up against Scary Terry again this week. And Brian Robinson Jr. saying they're the better team. Yeah, I'm pretty sure our front seven will take note of that.
No doubt. And you made a very good point. Schematically, Vic Fangio has done a phenomenal job. Yeah, there's a lot of talent on this defense. There's no question. But, you know, what I'm seeing now is he really understands the strengths and weaknesses of each individual on this defense. And he's putting them in a position to play to their strength. You know, you're seeing a lot of different hybrid coverages right now. A lot of disguises. You know, we're late into the season. He couldn't do that early in the season with all these rookies that he had scattered throughout the lineup. Right now, I'm seeing, you know, more different looks for the quarterback. When the ball snaps, you see different looks. So just causing more chaos, more confusion, because it's now a veteran defense. It's, you know, it doesn't have all those rookies like it started the season with, and a guy like Zach Bond who was just new to the system. So you can see how they started to work together. And I love looking at tape on Monday, and the disguise of the defense was phenomenal last week. I mean, Russell Wilson, you want him to hold on to the football, let that rush get to him, and that's exactly what happened. The looks were disguised. He didn't have that first read, and all of a sudden the rush got to him, forced him to move in the pocket, or got a sack.
All right, Josh, before we get your prediction, one last question. I wouldn't have guessed that at 12-2, with as strong as the Eagles have looked, the one seed is not, it's possible, but it's certainly, I wouldn't put it as likely. You know, a team this good, normally you'd be cruising in for that, and they aren't. How much of a difference do you think for this Eagles team this year, getting the one seed and not getting the one seed means in terms of them eventually getting to the Super Bowl in the playoffs?
It's huge, not only this year, but every year. And I can still remember, you know, my playing days when coaches talked about that bye week, you know. The less games you have to play to get to the Super Bowl, the better off you are. That bye week is so important, not only to diminish it down to two games rather than three, but your body, man. And I could probably speak a lot about this. He was a defensive guy. And when you're hitting people on every single snap, when you get a week off, it's like going to Palm Beach for a week. You know, get your body freshened up and your body starts feeling good again. So I think that the bye week, to me, and especially with only one available now, there used to be two. So you had a little bit of leeway, you know, not to be the number one seed. So now you got to be the number one seed to get that bye week, and it makes a difference. I think the bye week is critical to success in the playoffs.
All right, Jaws, we need the official prediction. I know, I can tell by the way you're talking about it. I know which way you're leaning, but we need the number.
Hey, I've been hot. You know that. The damn Cincinnati game really kind of bugs me. I picked the Bengals in that game. It's the one I missed this year. But I thought, going back, you got to miss one or two throughout the season. But that's the one I missed. But this team is hot right now, and my picks are hot. And I got the Eagles 31-27.
Oh, there you go. Ooh, number wise, that's close, buddy. That's
you see a cover?
Yeah,
it is a cover.
That's
I appreciate
a cover.
That one.
All right, Jaws. We can see Jaws on the NBC Sports Philly pre and post game shows. We always appreciate you, Jaws.
Appreciate it, bro.
A Merry Christmas, Jaws.
All right, thanks, guys. Merry Christmas, man.
Yep.
Be safe.
All right.
You too.
Now, can I say one thing about Jaws? With all
sure.
due respect, I respect Jaws.
Rabbit.
He's a little overconfident, too.
he saw Jalen's press conference.
Yeah, he's a little cocky.
And he's like, you know, this is how quarterbacks talk now.
But here's the thing.
I heard Jaws talking. I think he's wearing a backwards Kangol hat and a big old chain, too.
But here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
You almost have to fight against it.
Right.
How can you not be overconfident with this team?
Well, and this
team
is a...
looks bad. You go through the positions and you say offense, defense, this and that, the other experience. You're like, well, who has it better than we do?
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Like, the only thing we don't have is the home field advantage.
Yes.
But because of the way they're playing, it's what's giving people the confidence that they can go on the road and if they have to go to Minnesota or if they have to go to Detroit. We still feel confident that we'll be able to do that. And I got to believe it's the defense. As much as we love the offense and obviously points, offensive players put points on the board, I understand that. But I think it's the level this defense is playing.
That'll keep them in every game.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's giving everybody confidence. Like, we're going to be okay because this defense doesn't give up a whole lot of points. They don't give up a bunch of big plays. It may not be flashy, but they're good at it. Vic Fangio, man, he is doing a hell of a job with this group of guys.
And this isn't deep analysis or anything, but one thing that keeps me a little less confident about Sunday, 3.5 is a weird
line. I did like
line.
The number. I said to him, I'm like, man, why aren't the Eagles at least a 4-point favorite or a 4.5-point favorite?
Yeah, I was thinking, if you asked me before the game, what's this line going to be, especially after the Steelers game, mm-hmm. especially after, by the way, the Commanders almost choked
they
it away against the Saints.
They blew that game against Spencer Rattler.
Yes.
And the Saints.
Well, respect Spencer Rattler.
Well, I'm
but
to say it.
Yeah. I would have expected 4.5 or 5. And seeing 3.5 and Costa's talking about it maybe going down to 3.
Yeah.
It's like, man. Makes me a little nervous.
A little bit.
All right.
It's a Commander's line.
It is. It is.
We are linesmen.
We are linesmen.
We do pay attention to this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like Jaws is too.
Yes. How about that? 4-point win. I see what you're doing, Jaws. 215-592-9.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
94-94. Chris and Pensalkin, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Merry Christmas to the boys and happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, Chris.
What up, Chris?
Oh, I'm in a great mood, fellas. It's a wonderful day, man. I bought myself a nice Christmas present because I'm just that damn good.
Aren't those the best gifts?
The ones that you get yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
And my kids, wrong, sir, sure, I know I'm not supposed to talk about this, get to the point. I got four kids and they wife. They buy me all this stuff. Don't buy me nothing, man. Just let me keep my money and let me buy myself with my money. Don't buy stuff with my money that I don't want.
Dude,
and the two of them
I feel you
right
on that
now.
One.
Jessica and Sophia, you heard it from Spike and Ike. Don't get me nothing. They listen. They listen to you guys all the time. They're like, oh, my friends at Chris and Pensalka's on. They love you. Yeah, and I did give myself a big gift. Take that, and I want dinner, too, in a little bit. I got to tell you, Spike, I'm with Ike.
On what?
Super confident. Put it this way. I might just be a bit starting to.
Chris, can't hear you. Can you just, I don't know if it's your phone or you. Just make, say what you just said, but say it again.
I said, on iPhone, I said, I might be even a little cocky because I'd be going out there going, the starting halfback for the Birds, 2-5, Chris from Penn talking. We're going to give them belt to ass. Spike, you're going to be sitting there someday. You're going to be thinking about a gummy because you're going to be all in a good festival mood, trying to get a little freak on with your girl. And it's going to be a
ooh boy.
It's going to be an old fashioned ass.
Now I'm awake.
Let me tell you something, Chris. There is nothing freaky happening after one of those gummies. All there is me trying to stay awake and making sure I don't cry because I eat two of them. There's not a freaky thing happening after the gummies.
Get your damn act together.
Yeah.
Buddy, you ask Jack, I'll get you the freaky gummies.
No,
man.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Jack.
Ask me.
You know me. Get it on.
You sneaking Jack gummies?
All the time.
Just go see you, man. You got some good stuff, man.
Chris, what are you looking for? Next question today for the Stateside Distillery gift card. What are you looking forward to?
What I'm looking forward to, and I only gave Jack half the answer. I'm looking forward to going fishing in the near future. Know why?
Why?
Because I got myself a Thanksgiving present. I got myself a little piece down in Costa Rica, a little two bedroom.
Oh, wow!
You got a real present.
Yeah, dirt cheap. Look them up, buddy. Dirt cheap. Ooh.
Wait,
let me tell you something.
Are you going yourself? Just by yourself?
In about 5 years when I retire, my last kid's a freshman down by Ike, Brown and Gold down there, Ike, by your house.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because I don't want, you know, can't give nobody props unless they pay the bills.
Exactly.
So I got to tell you, man, it's the nicest place. Let's think about it real quick on the way out. Everybody goes, oh, I want to go here, I want to go there. Did you ever hear anybody from Costa Rica going, I want to move out of Costa Rica and go anywhere? They're the nicest people. The fishing's great. Great gummies. Great flour. And oh my gosh, the dude that calls in the horn toad,
Yoshi.
Yoshi would be arrested for day one, dude. Day one.
It sounds like a sitcom. You and Yoshi moved to Costa Rica, actually.
Yeah, I'll fish and I'll give flour and Yoshi can bring in all the honeys.
Yeah, there you go. Man. I'm sure that'll end well. That'll end great.
I love you guys. Go Birds. Belt to ass. Let's go. And that dude that said he's good, they're a better team. Dude, landed there. I can't wait to see DJ put you on your ass. I had a great day. You guys have a blessed day.
All right. Merry Christmas, Chris. Appreciate it, brother.
Chris is something else.
Yeah.
Good to have him back.
Yeah.
He's all over the place.
Yeah.
Wait, Chris is the dry cleaner guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Laundromat.
Okay. Yeah, I just trying to remember who owns the laundromats. Right. Yeah.
I always wants to put teeth in your forehead.
Yeah. Oh, right. I remember that.
Yeah. Very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
Yeah.
You haven't heard him on Sixers.
No, I have not.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does he get mad? Or?
Yeah.
Well, he loves
the Sixers. Well, he loves Joel.
Oh, really?
He's a positive but angry Sixers fan.
Yeah, it's a great combination. He's pro-Sixer.
Okay.
He's just a fired up pro-Sixer guy, yeah.
How about Joel playing tonight? Stunner.
How about that?
Total stunner.
Shocker.
Total stunner.
I'm out.
Wonder how he's going to get hurt tonight.
Oh, come on.
I don't want that, clearly.
Yeah, I know you don't
want that. It's sort of how I'm trained to think.
It's like a defense mechanism for you.
215-592-9494. Now, Rios in North Philly. Now, Rios, before you say anything, we need your reaction to Landon Dickerson. In case nobody's heard it, Landon Dickerson was mic'd up before the game. Here's what Landon Dickerson said.
Look!
We don't choose the schedule. We don't choose the time, the place. We don't choose the opponent. But you know what I choose? I choose violence. From the first snap to the last whistle.
Yep.
Choke him out and make him remember your name. Woo. Let's go. The Steelers on three. 1, 2, 3. The Steelers.
So, Rios, he chose violence. Wondering what you had to say about that.
Man, let me tell you something, man. You know, Jay Fritz over there sent me the drawing yesterday when I first seen it.
Yep.
It put tears of joy hit my eyes.
And this is really...
I mean, not like that. I was very angry. But tears of joy hit my eyes, and I really appreciate it. So I just say this. So Landon Dickerson said that we choose violence, correct?
Yep.
Correct.
So if we choose violence, then y'all choose me. And I take that with honor. And yo, Jay Fritz, hit the music. On the road to being greedy and violent, we are, by any means necessary, taking everything that is ours. Not because we deserve it, no. It's because it's freaking ours. The NFC East, the conference first seed, the rushing record, the NFC chip, and the ultimate, most beautiful thing that is going to come from violence, and that is the Super Bowl 59 trophy. We won't let up. We won't have mercy. We are not friends. You and your organization is all about Philly. We are in, and we are going to dry out your resources by broadening you from everything. It's ours. This is the birthplace of our country. So what does that tell you? This is where Pound Town started, the birthplace of America. And when the blood hits the grass, boom, how beautiful of a scene. We stand on our own. We are built for this. We know who we are, and we accept with honor that nobody likes us, and bleep you too. We ain't here for validation through all the sports media airways. We are taken over all by exceptional force. Every station in every city will have no choice but to call us daddy. That's right. We are the Pappy. So turn into Kevin Costner and bodyguard y'all women, because we taking them too. And believe me, the eyes don't lie, Chico. They are ready to go. You can't compete with men of violence. Violence with honor. The Pound Town Assassins. We are freaks of nature. Old to the bone, but hot to the soul. We are bleeping veterans, ready to attack and shed blood for a common goal. Anything goes. Don't cry to me. Body your mama. We are certified grass growers, inundating your grass with blood since 1933. We don't seek love. We seek fair respect. And if you dare, and if there's any disrespect, you will soon sadly regret. Because we ain't nothing to bleep with. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, what this result?
Violence!
I can't hear you!
Violence!
Say it with your chest out!
Violence!
Ain't nothing better that gets results. My father went to Pound Town violently, and Rios created was the freaking result. Let the violence be with you. And look, if you believe in violence, everybody with me, in your car, at home, with a loud and thunderous sound. Eagles, Iron Wheels for North Philly Hunter Park, a.k.a. the Sergeant Major of Philly. Always be a threat. Peace.
Oh, that one got Ike.
That one got me.
That one got Ike. Ike ended up on the floor. His dad went to Pound Town and created Rios.
Happy birthday, Roo Taylor.
Yo, man. That was, first of all, that was his best one. I
feel like we've said that at least four times this
year.
And that's a credit to him.
Yes.
They've gotten better.
He just keeps topping himself. That one was... And when I asked him how he felt about the Landon Dickerson thing, he was like, let me tell you how I felt. Oh, my God. He is something else, man.
Oh, man.
Rios is something else.
Whew.
All right.
See?
Rios. And last thing on Rios is I love Scream of Blood. I love Scream of Violence.
Yeah.
But when he makes me do it two or three times, it cooks my voice a little bit for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Because I show him the respect by screaming.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, just let me do it after the second one.
Oh, I think that's what I might do.
Yeah.
I think that's what I might do.
Because my voice already sounds like his.
Right, right, right. That's a good point. Jack, any thoughts on Pound Town creating Rios?
It makes sense.
Right?
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. Said it makes sense.
He really likes Pound Town.
He loves it.
Love it.
He loves it. All right. Are we too overconfident on the Eagles? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, the Phillies did spend a little money yesterday.
Oh, finally.
We might have an outfielder.
What are you looking forward to? How about Maxi?
So Jack will give us the lowdown on the new Philly next. We'll take your calls as well. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.